Brownies, Bodies, and Bad Guys, a Lexie Baker Bakery Cozy Mystery. Written by Leanne Dobbs. Chapter 1. Lexie sat at one of the cafe tables next to the picture window in her bakery, the cup and cake, admiring how the princess-cut center stone of her engagement ring sparkled in the mid-morning sunlight. She sighed with contentment, holding her hand up and turning the ring this way and that, as she marveled at the rainbow of colors that emerged when it caught the light at different angles. Her thoughts drifted to her fiancé, Jack Perillo. Tall, hunky, and handsome, her heart still skipped a beat when he walked in the room, even though they'd been dating for over a year. Lexie had met Jack, a police detective in their small town, when she'd been accused of poisoning her ex-boyfriend. She'd been proven innocent, of course, and she and Jack had been seeing each other ever since. And now, they were getting married. Movement on the other side of the street caught her attention, pulling her away from her thoughts. Her eyes widened in surprise. It was Jack. What was he doing here? Lexie felt a zing in her stomach. Jack wasn't alone. Lexie's eyes narrowed as she craned her neck to get a better look. He was with a woman, a tall, leggy blonde who was clinging to him like tissue paper clings to pantyhose. Lexie stood up, pressing closer to the window, her joy in the ring all but forgotten. Her heart constricted when she saw how the leggy blonde was pawing at Jack, giggling up into his face. Who the hell was she? They looked very familiar with each other. Clearly, Jack knew her, and it seemed he knew her well. Jack and the blonde started to walk down the street out of view. Lexie pushed herself away from the window, stumbling over a chair in her haste to get to the doorway. She spun around, righting the chair, then turned, sprinting toward the door. She reached out for the handle, jerking back in surprise as the door came racing toward her, almost smacking her in the face. Standing in the doorway was her grandmother, Mona Baker, or Nans, as Lexie called her. But instead of her usual cheery appearance, Nans looked distraught. Lexie could see lines of anxiety creasing her face, and her normally sparkly green eyes were dark with worry. Lexi's stomach sank. Nans, what's the matter?
Lexie, come quick,
Nans said, putting her hand on Lexi's elbow and dragging her out the door.
Ruth's been arrested.
Arrested? For what? Lexie asked, as Nans propelled her down the street toward her car.
Nunzio Bartoli was found dead. They think Ruth might have something to do with it.
Lexie wrinkled her brow. Ruth was one of Nans's best friends. They both lived at the retirement center in town, and along with two of their other friends, Ida and Helen, they amused themselves by playing amateur detective, solving various crimes and mysteries. The older women were full of spunk and could be a handful, but Lexie had a hard time believing any of them would be involved in a murder. They thrived on solving murders, not committing them. What? How would Ruth even know him? Lexie opened the door to her VW Beetle and slipped into the driver's seat as Nans buckled up in the passenger seat.
Nunzio was a resident at the Brook Ridge Retirement Center.
Lexie raised her brows. He was? I heard he had ties to organized crime.
Well, I don't know about that. He seemed like a nice man.
Nans shrugged, then waved her hand.
Now, let's get a move on.
Lexie pulled out into the street, glancing over at the area where she had seen Jack. She slowed down as she drove by, craning her neck to look down the side street where she thought they had gone. But they were nowhere to be seen.
Can you speed it up? Ruth needs us.
Nans fidgeted in the passenger seat. Right, sorry. Lexie felt a pang of guilt. Of course helping Ruth was more important than finding out what Jack was up to. It was probably nothing but her overactive imagination anyway. Lexie decided to push the leggy blonde from her mind and focus on Ruth. So, what happened?
I'm not really sure. Ida said the police knocked on Ruth's door early this morning and took her in, Nan said, then turned sharply in her seat. We should call Jack and see if he can help her. Why didn't I think of that before?
Lexi's stomach clenched at the sound of her fiancé's name. She wasn't sure if she wanted to call Jack right now, especially with the image of him and the blonde fresh in her mind. Should she confront him or let it slide? If it was innocent, which it probably was, she'd just make a fool out of herself by confronting him. It was probably a good idea to let some time pass before she talked to him. Lexi was afraid her impulsive nature might cause her to blurt something out she might regret later. Hopefully, he'll be at the station. I should call Cassie back at the bakery, though, and tell her I've gone out for a while. She'll probably be wondering where I disappeared to. Lexi picked up her cell phone just as she pulled into the parking lot at the police station. Nan's jumped out of the car before she even had it in park.
I'll see you in there.
Lexi watched in amusement as the sprightly older woman sprinted into the station, her giant purse dangling from her arm. She felt sorry for any officer that might try to prevent her grandmother from seeing Ruth. She made a quick call to Cassie, letting her know where she was and that she'd fill her in later. Then she made her way into the lobby behind Nan's. Nan's was talking to Jack's partner, Police Detective John Darling, who nodded at Lexi as she joined them.
Ruth isn't arrested.
Nan smiled at Lexi. Lexi raised an eyebrow at John.
We just had her in for questioning,
John explained. Why? John rubbed his chin with his hand.
We found her fingerprints and some of her personal effects in Nunzio Bartoli's condo.
Nan's gasped.
What? How would those get in there?
John winked, pushing himself away from the wall he was leaning against.
You'll have to ask Ruth that.
Lexi stared after him as he walked over to the reception desk. His long, curly hair hung in a ponytail down his back, which swung to the side as he leaned his tall frame over the counter to look at something on the computer.
Actually, she's free to go now. I'll bring her out here if you guys want.
Please do,
Nan said, then turned to Lexi. Isn't that wonderful? I was so worried. Lexi nodded as she watched John disappear through the door that led to the offices inside the station. John and her assistant Cassie had been married this past spring, and she'd gotten to know him fairly well. She wondered if she should ask him if he knew anything about the blonde she had seen Jack with, but didn't want to seem like she was prying into Jack's business. Lexi shook her head. She needed to stop thinking about the blonde. She trusted Jack. They were getting married, for crying out loud, and she didn't want to be one of those wives who kept her husband on a short leash. The best thing for her to do was to forget all about it. The door opened, and Ruth came out. Nan's rushed over, giving her a hug. Lexi felt her shoulders relaxed, relieved that Ruth wasn't in trouble.
Oh, thanks for coming, Ruth said to Nan's and Lexi.
No problem, Lexi said. Shall we go? I can drive you guys back to the retirement center if you want.
That would be wonderful,
Nan said as the three of them made their way to the door. Lexi held it open for the two older women, then followed them out into the summer sunshine. Ruth breathed in a deep breath of fresh air.
It's good to be outside. For a while there, I was a little worried I might be spending my golden years in a cell.
Why would you think that? Surely you had nothing to do with Nunzio's murder.
Nan's raised her eyebrows at Ruth as they walked to Lexi's car.
Of course I didn't, but they did have some evidence that pointed to me,
Ruth said as she folded herself into Lexi's back seat. That's what John said. Lexi slipped into the driver's seat, angling the rearview mirror so she could look at Ruth. What was that all about? Lexi saw Ruth's cheeks turn slightly red. Nan's turned in her seat so she could look at Ruth, too.
John said they found your fingerprints and personal effects in Nunzio's condo. How is that possible?
Ruth turned an even darker shade of red and looked down at her lap, pretending to adjust her seatbelt.
I was in his condo.
What? Nance and Lexi said at the same time. Ruth looked up. Her eyes met Lexi's in the mirror, then slid over to look at Nance.
I was seeing Nunzio. Actually, I went there quite regularly. So naturally, my fingerprints were all over his condo. I was there last night, and I must have left a pair of earrings there that the police were, somehow, able to trace to me.
Nance gasped.
You were there last night? The night he was murdered?
Ruth nodded.
Yes, I was. But don't worry. I assure you, Nunzio was very much alive when I left.